Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Friday Food Club time now, and Tawa Kitchen is opening on Monday. It is the newest independent to the Cambridge foodie scene, offering up authentic urban Indian cafe. It's going to be serving up breakfast, lunch and early dinner. Sort of located in the CB1 area down Station Road behind the 5060 building that they've just sort of finished building up. We are joined in the studio by founder, owner of the business, Vilas, is that correct?
That's right.
Good morning, welcome. Thank you for coming
in
this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
So much to discuss. I know that you guys are really going to be offering something very different to the normal style of Indian cuisine. But first, tell us your background. Have you ever done anything like this before?
I have done in small doses at home, basically, for social reasons, really. So my background is I've been born and brought up in England, but always been inspired with Indian food. I've grown in an Indian family, cooking in normal Indian food sort of thing. But then, been living in England, we've been exposed to other Western cultures too, and other cultures and other spices too. So what we've done in our house, in our family basically, is amalgamated other Western cultures. So we're all a bit of like Turkish spices, Lebanese spices, Indian spices put together. And I think we've created what we call like a modern urban Indian food, really.
Right.
So it's a baseline is authentic Indian food. And then what we've done is put a twist to it by using other spices from different parts of the world, basically.
Right.
So we have something like, we can say one of the dishes is like Manchurian. It's called Indo-Chinese Manchurian, which is a totally vegan food. It's basically vegetable dumplings, but then we've used things like soy sauce into it, bit of our Indian spices into it. So it's a combination of Chinese Indo, and we call it Chinese Indo Manchurian.
No, so is there a real focus on, I mean, I know the focus is it's fresh and it's zingy,
so everything's
away.
Made freshly on site on a daily basis, and it's got a lot of flavour to it. Some of it's zingy, some of it's spicy, you know, it's combination of things, you know.
So moving away from that sort of heavy, you know, the big thick sauces with the massive
rice. I've always wanted to move away from, so basically I think people have a wrong perception of Indian food. They think it's more like the curry house produces the curries and the rice, and they feel it's an evening meal and just something that you can have at dinner time or even late evening rather than during the daytime. So what we're trying to emphasize is no, Indian food is very light, very healthy, nutritious, got good proteins in there, and you can have it throughout the day. You can have it for breakfast, you can have it for lunch, you can have it for early dinners, and it's good on your digestive system too. So we've brought in a little bit of Ayurvedic background to it too, which is the basically the way you should be eating your food, the kind of food you should be eating, how your body digests it throughout the day. And that's why we used spices in ours, because there's a certain level of spices, a certain level of herbs that you put in your body is the way you digest your body sort of thing. So it's important how you eat and what kind of food you eat and what time of the day you eat it too, you know.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. So if I were to come down for breakfast, because you're going to be opening from 7:30 in the morning.
7:30, yes, that's right.
What's on the menu at breakfast time?
Well, we have a lot of things on the menu. So so we have something called flower pot fritter. So that's a combination of Indian and Western fritteries. So what we've done is we've put something like a Bombay aloo base with fresh spinach and then baked egg on top sort of thing.
I'm a fan of that.
So that's in a pot.
Right.
So people can just pick up and go. So our emphasis is mostly on grab and go sort of section, really.
Uh-huh.
Although we do have a sit-down facility too. But also the other thing we're really emphasising on is environmental friendly. So it's plastic-free completely. All our packaging is plastic-free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're using glass bottles, which people can bring back for us.
Oh,
and
wow,
then we can refill them. So, because the building holds about 1,200 people at the moment.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to encourage them to do is minimise on rubbish, basically. And what we're trying to do is ask them to bring the bottles back. We can refill it and reuse it again sort of thing. So everything's glass
So that would be particularly helpful for the chai bar, I'm guessing, that you've got. So that's the sort of like bring your own bottle, fill it with your the chai and the tea blends that you're offering up.
Not just that, we're also offering things like cold drinks. So we've got fresh orange juice, apple juices. We've got the traditional mango lassis and the summer fruit lassis. We've got smoothies. So they're all going to be in glass bottles, which they can bring back and we can refill.
Sounds like you're going to be really busy there. You've got a lot of fresh produce, lots of it on
that's
the menu,
right.
Freshly made each day.
Yep. On the premises, freshly made each day. That's right. We've got lots to do. Yes.
And so opening on Monday.
Opening Monday.
I dread to ask you, but like, what's the plan this weekend? I mean, how busy are you going to be?
We're going to be crazy busy this weekend. We're just training our staff at the moment, just going through the procedures, making sure the flow is smooth. We're producing products in the back at the moment, trying them, testing them to make sure we got it right by Monday.
And this, just going back to some of the things on the menu, I mean, on the salad front, you've got something with the charred cauliflower, with the quinoa, black rice, edamame bean salad. That is really ticking the health factor. It's very sort
That's
of
right.
trendy stuff. It's very, again, just different take on the Indian style cuisine.
That's right. So what we're trying to do is basically something that people can have at lunchtime, but we're trying to emphasise on protein, carb, and something healthy, which is the salad side. So the concept is based on that you walk in, you have the dawa section, which is the grill section. Dawa means a flat plate that we cook all our food on. That's what dawa means.
Right.
Yes, that's what dawa means. So you select what you'd like from dawa. There's five options. You can have chicken, lamb, fish, and two vegan dishes, which is the Manchurian and the cauliflower saag.
Right.
So you choose what you would like from there. Then it's up to you whether you want to have a carb with it. The carb would be our traditional rotis.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got spicy roti and we've got plain rotis. So you can choose that or you can have the dawa rice, which is a Mumbai-based rice, basically, with the Mumbai spices in it. Or you can not have any carbs at all and go straight to the salad and have salad with the dawa.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your protein and you've got your healthy salad with
I'm thinking here, because if you're where I think you are on station radio, you're not too far away from the gym, are you?
No, we're and next I door can, to F45.
I can imagine the guys are going to go and girls, they're going to go straight to sometimes to you and stock up on those carbs, having just worked them all off.
Exactly, yeah. So we will be having some protein smoothies later on too.
Mm.
We'll be introducing them gradually. And see how it goes. But that's the base of it. And then we have something called the tea section. So chai bar is our big area.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to, people are educated in tea, but just to take it one step further, how tea is drank, basically. So we have things like teapots with their tea brewing time, with the timer with it, and the type of tea they're drinking, and also where it comes from. So educate them about the teas a bit more. So we've got 15 different varieties of tea, but our signature masala chai is the one that's going to hit the top, I think. Whoever's tested up to now, they just love it. So
I'm intrigued because what you're offering here is a lot different to the traditional perception of
the
dreaded going for an Indian question is about to come here. But if you look, not in Cambridge, I guess places like Tiffin Truck, perhaps, but in other places, is what the Indian, I use the term restaurant very generally here, offers the public, is that getting more sophisticated compared to what it might have been, say, 20 years ago?
I think it is, yes, definitely it's getting more sophisticated. I think.
And what sparked that? Is it simply, I guess, second generation Indian such as yourself
right.
and this fusion you were talking about earlier? And
that's right.
Mixing the styles.
That's right, yes, that's what it is. It is the second generation who've been brought up in this country, have exposed to different cuisines, have put all this together, basically. So that's where it's generated from. We have good chefs. We have a chef from Nodhania, Suresh, who's our head chef. And we've been working with himself and one of our consultants, Santosh, and we've put the menu together from that, really.
Good stuff. Well, I cannot wait. I literally live across the road from you, so
I
think we're going to be good friends.
Yes. Okay.
I will be popping in very, very regularly.
What time do you open?
So we're going to be opening at 7:30 in the morning.
That's a shame, because if you opened at 6:30, then Lucy could potentially pick up some of those mango juices on her way in.
Yeah, No, you can pick them up. But we'll be opening at 7:30 in the morning to serve breakfast until 11 o'clock, and then we'll be serving lunch from there onwards. Basically.
Until what's the closing hour?
So we're closing at 7 o'clock at the moment, but then we're just getting used to it, and we'll see how public reacts to it, and then we'll take it from there, really.
Fantastic. Well, I will see you there. Good luck this weekend. Like I said to you when we were, earlier, we normally ask you what might you be cooking for, you know, just chill out times this weekend, but that's just not on the cards, really.
I don't think there's any chill out time this weekend. No, not at all. But we will be still trying new food out, testing different items that we're going to put on our menu. Well, we have got on our menu, just to make sure we get it all right.
You will.
So today we'll be testing all the breakfast items out, and tomorrow we'll be testing all the lunch items out.
Oh, busy.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for taking time out and coming and giving us this exclusive this morning. Wish you all the best, and I'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
Vilas Patel, founder of Tawa Kitchen, opening Station Road on Monday morning. Cambridge 105 Radio.